On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
Porcupine, the prickly mammal. It's a beautiful fall day, and I'm out on a quick hike in a southern New Hampshire mixed hardwood conifer forest. I approach a large oak with a huge cavity about 30 feet up. This, I know, is the wintering den of a porcupine I've been keeping my eye on. I'm curious to find out if the porcupine uses this den site and surrounding forest throughout the year. So I search the floor beneath the tree for fresh porcupine scat. I discovered this large tree last winter after noticing a pile of scat at the base. I then observed a path in the snow leading from this tree toward another, and quickly figured out that a porcupine was traveling along it each evening to feed on twigs and bark. In addition to tree cavities, porcupine may seek shelter in rock crevices, identifiable by scat piles outside the entrance. Porcupine scat is a half inch to an inch long and slightly curved in shape. It looks a bit like compressed sawdust. There's no sign of my porcupine around the hollow tree today. That isn't surprising, because porcupines don't need a den during the warmer months when they sleep in trees. I continue on, wondering where this porcupine might be now, hoping nothing happened to it. Porcupines have a highly effective defense mechanism, their sharp quills. A porcupine may have as many as 30,000 quills, which are actually hardened hairs with barbed tips. Quills are solid at the tip and base and hollow for most of the shaft. Porcupines can't throw or shoot their quills, contrary to the common myth, but when a predator approaches, the porcupine will turn its back, raise its quills, and lash out at the threat with its tail. The quills are very difficult to remove because the barb becomes embedded in the skin of the unlucky predator. I've heard that the best way to remove an embedded quill is to twist and then pull up. But hopefully I'll never be in a situation where I'll need to use this technique. You might think that with such good body armor, porcupines are not preyed upon. Fishers, however, have become experts at attacking porcupines. They have figured out that if you flip the porcupine over, the stomach does not contain any quills. For fishers, these prickly creatures provide a relatively abundant food source. As I continue on my hike, I enter a part of the woods dominated by oak trees. It is mostly quiet, except for my footsteps and occasional squirrel chatter. I glance up toward the canopy, and that's when I'm lucky enough to make out a dark shape. I pull out my binoculars and confirm that I've found my porcupine. The acorns are mature, but haven't yet fallen to the ground. Porcupines take advantage of this food supply while they have it mostly to themselves. When I walk directly under the tree, I notice clipped branches on the ground with acorn caps still attached. Porcupines weigh too much to climb all the way to the end of branches, so they nip off twigs, eat the acorns, and discard the rest. In the winter, you might see similar signs of porcupines feasting among hemlock branches. Porcupines are often seen near homes in New Hampshire. Their natural foods are low in sodium, so they seek out salt sources ranging from salt licks to glue binding plywood together, human perspiration on tools, road salt, and some paints. Porcupines also seek out natural sources of sodium and calcium found in shed antlers and bones. I watch the sleeping porcupine for a few more minutes and then continue on my way, satisfied that this porcupine is still around. As I continue on my hike, I promise to myself to check back on it during the winter.